Now, you will hear the second segment.
Since the development of new technologies and techniques made possible the decoding of the human genome, scientists have been researching what our DNA can tell us about our past evolution. Martin Graves reports on some recent developments.
A surprisingly recent instance of human evolution has been detected among the peoples of East Africa. It is the ability to digest milk in adulthood, conferred by genetic changes that occurred as recently as 3,000 years ago. The finding is a striking example of a cultural practice, the raising of dairy cattle, feeding back into the human genome. It also seems to be one of the first instances of convergent human evolution to be documented at the genetic level, which refers to two or more populations acquiring the same trait independently. Kelly Peters reports.
Throughout most of human history, the ability to digest lactose, the principal sugar of milk, has been switched off after babyhood because there is no further need for the lactose enzyme that breaks the sugar apart. But when cattle were domesticated and people started to consume their milk, natural selection would have favored anyone with a mutation that kept the lactose gene switched on. Such a mutation is known to have arisen among early cattle-raising people some 5,000 to 6,000 years ago in North Central Europe. Adults with a persistently active lactose gene have no problem digesting milk and are said to be lactose tolerant.
Geneticists wondered if the lactose tolerance mutation in Europeans had arisen among pastoral peoples elsewhere. But it seemed to be largely absent from Africa, even though pastoral peoples there generally have some degree of tolerance. After testing 43 ethnic groups of East Africa, three new mutations were found, all independent of each other and of the European mutation, which keep the lactose gene permanently switched on.
The principal mutation, found among Nilo-Saharian-speaking ethnic groups of Kenya and Tanzania, arose 2,700 to 6,800 years ago. This fits well with archaeological evidence suggesting that pastoral peoples from the north reached northern Kenya about 4,500 years ago and southern Kenya and Tanzania 3,300 years ago. Two other mutations were found among the Beja people of northeastern Sudan and tribes of the same language family in northern Kenya.
Genetic evidence shows that the mutations conferred an enormous selective advantage on their owners, enabling them to leave almost 10 times as many descendants as people without them. The survival advantage was so powerful, perhaps because those with the mutations gained extra energy from lactose. The new findings are exciting because they show the speed with which a genetic mutation can be favored under conditions of strong natural selection, demonstrating the possible rate of evolutionary change in humans.